This is Chris from Adventures in Odyssey. Welcome to the Kids Radio Recording Studio. This is your chance to star in your very own adventure. Now, before we get started, where's Jamie?
I'm right here.
Oh, great. What's your name?
Jayla.
Pop quiz. How do you spell pumpernickel?
P-U-M-P-E-R-N-I-C-K-E-L.
Close enough for me. Good work. And where's Casey?
Right here.
What's your name?
Malia.
And by the way, how old are you?
17.
That's the perfect age for this part. Now, how about our Foley artist? What's your name?
Randall.
Okay, time for a test. Let me hear you open and close that door beside you. And now, practice sweeping the floor. Wow, that's amazing. This is going to be a great adventure. Are we all ready to get started?
Yes.
Yep.
Then let's go, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Casey, let me play with the train.
Jamie, I don't need any help.
Mr. Whitaker said it would take both of us to run the train.
Stop grabbing my arm!
Let me have the control.
I gotta slow the train down before it gets to the bend.
You crashed the train!
What is going on in here?
Mr. Whitaker, Jamie bugged me and crashed the model train.
Casey wouldn't let me play.
Now, hold on, you two. Let me take a look. Well, there doesn't seem to be any harm to the train. We'll put it back on the tracks, and all is fixed. You know, there's a reason I said it would take both of you to operate the train. There's something very special about this particular model.
What's that, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, it's an exact replica of a famous train from a long time ago that took a dangerous journey all the way to...
I got a delivery from Mr. John Avery Whitaker.
Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Hi, Casey. I've got a package for you, Whit.
Oh, well, thank you, Wooten. Oh, this is exactly what I need. Whoa, there. It's the caboose for my model train. Now the Western Express is complete.
That's the name of the train?
Yep. Wooten, I was about to tell Jamie and Casey the story of this train. Do you think you can help me?
Oh, sure I can. I remember every detail perfectly.
Casey and Jamie, I'll need you to help tell the story, too.
Okay.
Well, this story happened long ago.
Yes, back when brave knights battled huge dragons.
Ah!
No, not that long ago.
Oh, right. It was soon after completion of the Transcontinental Railroad.
Back then, there was no faster train than the Western Express, driven by two of the greatest train engineers of all time, who happened to be named Casey and Jamie.
I'm Casey, one of the engineers on the Western Express.
And I'm the other engineer, Jamie.
Today, the Western Express was about to leave the train depot with a very important cargo. Do you know what that was?
Oh, I do. It was a trainload of mooses. I mean, moose.
There were moose on the train?
No. The train was going to an orphanage in a distant town to deliver food and supplies.
And one moose?
Yeah, and one moose?
All right, fine. There was one moose.
Told you.
But before they left, Casey said something very surprising to Jamie.
Watch out for that there snake!
You get out of here, snake!
Okay, now I got another surprising thing to tell you, Jamie. I'm gonna drive this train on my own.
But We always drive the train together.
Not anymore. You only slow me down.
What am I supposed to do?
Stay here and sweep the patio.
Aww.
So Casey took off, leaving Jamie behind. But while Jamie was sweeping the patio...
This isn't very exciting.
A Pony Express rider arrived with an urgent message.
And the Pony Express rider was from France.
Okay.
Bonjour, did the Western Express leave the depot?
No, he's from Austria.
Okay.
Oh, guten Tag, tell me, did the Western Express leave the depot?
No, that wasn't what he sounded like either.
Oh, yeah, that's right, now remember?
Oh, hey, ma'am, can any of y'all tell me if the Western Express left the depot? Thank you very much.
Maybe you should just use your normal voice.
Oh, sure, okay. Let's see what this urgent telegram says. It says the Schoenash Bridge collapsed last night. Oh, no!
Oh, no! If we don't stop the train, it'll crash.
Quick, jump on my horse. We'll catch him.
The engineer and the Pony Express rider galloped off. Casey was still driving the train at full speed.
Woohoo! This is great!
So, Jamie and the Pony Express rider had no choice.
Okay, jump out of the caboose on the count of three.
One, two, three! Whoa! Oof!
Then Jamie ran along the top of the train cars, jumping from roof to roof.
And dodging the moose antlers!
Get out of my way, you moose!
Until finally reaching the engine.
Casey!
What are you doing here?
The bridge is out. You'll have to stop the train or we'll crash.
Oh, no. Here, help me.
Jamie and Casey pulled the brake lever.
This brake won't stop in time. You have to run to the caboose and pull the lever there.
Right. We'll have to work together.
Jamie ran back across the roof of the cars.
Again, dodging the moose.
Move out of my way, moose.
And reach the caboose.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Working together, Jamie and Casey stopped the Western Express just inches away from falling off the broken bridge.
Whew!
Thank you for coming after me. I couldn't have stopped the train without you.
I'll always be there to help you. Friends?
Best friends.
If it weren't for two friends who learned to work together all those years ago, the real Western Express would have crashed.
Yikes! Did the orphans get their food and supplies?
Oh, yes. They loaded everything on the Pony Express rider's horse and carried it the rest of the way.
That sounds too heavy for one horse to carry.
Well, the moose helped carry the supplies, too.
That's right. Well, now, do you think you two can play with the train together?
What do you say, partner?
I say, let's do it, partner.
Good.
Oh, can I still play the Pony Express guy?
Well, you'll have to ask the engineers.
Huh? What do you say, Casey?
I say, of course, Wooten.
Woohoo!
Oh, as long as the Pony Express man has a British accent.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, I say, did the Western Express leave the depot? Why, Bob's your uncle. I was hoping to have a spot of tea with the engineer.
I'll see you.